Yeah, Glenn McGrath. Now, what's happened there?
Yeah, well, Glenn and his wife, Sarah, they are expecting their first child together, Ray, which is just great news. It's been a long time coming. The couple have had two rounds of IVF. I certainly know what that's like. And Glenn had apparently had a vasectomy back in the early 2000s. And so they had to use this very different technique to get the successful IVF. And Glenn is saying that his late wife, Jane, will be just delighted for the family. And his children are certainly delighted. So that's a great story to report as well.
So just pardon me getting to the domestic side of this. They did not reverse the vasectomy because they can they not, these days? I speak as someone who has been cut myself, Peter, who suffered the cut myself in about 2003 or 4 or thereabouts. So.
Well, my wife keeps mentioning it to me almost on a daily basis, and I just can't bring myself to go down that track.
Well, Peter, look, seeing we're going to talk about this.
Yes, Dr. Hadley. Yes.
And, of course, call me Professor if you don't mind, seeing I'm talking to an Aberdeen.
Yes, right.
Yes, exactly. I just think that in these enlightened days, it's a very simple procedure for men as opposed to a really complicated procedure for women. And so I think that if you've decided as a family there are no more children, that it's a very safe option for the man when and uncomplicated. It's a half a day in and half a day's recovery, and Bob's your uncle and back at work the next day. You wouldn't be missed at work. You'd be when I would say you wouldn't be missed. You'd be
yes.
You could have it done this morning and be there tonight, so to speak, sitting on a cushion. You could borrow the Ray Warren. You could borrow the Ray Warren prostate. Now I don't know how we've got into this part of your life. There'll be a woman today spread on me giving you advice about vasectomies.
Oh,
now,
dear, oh dear. If you could just bulk bill me on this advice, please, Professor, that'd be terrific.
This is something for the continuous call team, not for a serious news program.
Exactly. But I think to answer your original question, that they had to do some sort of invasive technique could extract the sperm from Glenn and have successful IVF. That's my reading of
things. Okay, all right, so they didn't do the reversal.